Thank you. Thank you. Check. Oh crap. I said a whole bunch of stuff and then didn't come in. Should I restart? I guess I'll restart. I'm not gonna do the oi oi thing. So the mic was off for 14 minutes. So I'll just recap something I said. I was reading something before I started the podcast. It's just a tweet and somebody said, kids should learn skills. Maybe get a job to learn some skill set. Get a part-time job or something. I don't know if that's the correct one or not. But then comments comes in. Oh, boy. You know what this is?
You're asking kids to get jobs.
It's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, man. But you know who the ones are reading on that comment, even though it's not what the person said. So just kids need skill sets because they're not teaching in school. So, yeah. So, hey, guess what? Hey, I have skill sets. Started working when I was 10. Mowing lawns. Delivering to the paper route. BMX. Working in pizzerias. I work at grocery stores, a skill set. And they never stopped. Even when I stopped between jobs, when I got older, I worked on something and I tried to learn a new skill set or like enhance the skills that I needed. Right? Well, it's fine. But it's funny how people take tweets, like comments in general. Like the any social media comments. Like, it's this.
What you mean?
They just take a look at the keywords. They take the keywords and put it together in their brain. And it's something else. Totally. Right? And they go, oh, you mean that? What the hell, man? This happened. I mean, in the beginning of Facebook, it was like that. When they started the comments, well, they had comments, replies, then they had likes and comments. Well, anybody can comment. And I seen that taking things out of context. You're not singing. You're not pulling all the words together. You're pulling the words together the way you want it. And it's not the way it was intended. So you have to open your mind when you read somebody's post and stuff. No, instead of angst from the beginning. It's like, I hate this person. Something. Da, 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 da. So anything they tweet is negative. So what the hell is that? But then I see news too, like news articles and stuff, and people take things out of context. But then news agencies do also mix up words, their sentence, the way they write their titles and stuff. And it's meant for argument. Because they get endorphins when they see people argue. And they correct you, you get endorphins. And the people who complain get endorphins at the same time. Because everybody's agreeing all the time. Like, you get the endorphins. You need it, right? Do you need it? No, I don't need it. But some people do. And you see it. It's just like, oh, man. And they're doing it. And they correct what they said. The people who read, they're like, oh, they're like kind of depressed. But the people who wrote this article are excited. So they get endorphins. It's nuts. Man. See how they write this stuff sometimes. Just like once, anything you think is controversial. Oh, this is the article. The chief. No, I think you should write the title this way. Why don't you do it this way? Just, they want arguments. You can see it. They want people to talk about it. They want people to click on it. And that's how they make money, right? Viewership. And I've seen that too with the YouTube videos and that stuff. Just, not. I went off subject, but the thing is just, these skill sets. I'm really glad, like some of the baristas starting to talk back to you, customer. So make them feel good. It's a skill set, right? Speech, it's a skill set. My podcast, when I started, I sound like a robot. Crap. I had to write down subjects. What am I going to talk about today? Then it went into like a bookmark on my web browser. But now it's just like anything I can think of, just talk about. It didn't come like, boom, first day, no. It takes time. It's a skill set you learn over time. And it's a good skill set. Even though people say, why do you keep talking? Why do you do that? I say, I don't care. This is going to help me one day when I decide to go buy a car. You know, the car salesman. The car salesman will try to sell you everything. Oh, you need this package. You need a package. Make it this. But you got to have that voice, right? If you're scared, in that type of meeting situation, you know, very talkative. Okay, yeah, I'll sign it. Then you sign away a whole bunch of money, like a whole bunch add-ons you don't need for your car, right? But if you're confident, if you can have a good speaking voice, and if you train yourself, like doing a podcast, you can go up to the dealer salesman. Hey, I don't need that. They'll be like, hey, you need this? And I'll say, I don't need that. Like, I want this. I want this thing, that's it. It's like, cut me a deal right now. Cut me a deal or look somewhere else. How about that? Then, you can negotiate. So it's the negotiation voice, but where does that voice come from? If you don't go to work and meet with other people and have conversations, social skills, that's another one. Social, not online social skills, social skills, eye to eye. It's very important. And guess what? To a podcast, you have if you're comfortable over the years, you have confidence. And the confidence it transcends to everything. It's amazing. Like, just about any skill set you can think of transcends you as a person to something else. Unbelievable. Maybe not like that, but it will transform you, the way you think about things, the way you analyze things, and how you put things together. Those are skill sets. And very sad. Like, some of the schools aren't. They took those things out. Like a skill set class. They took it out. Really sad. Something you need. So anyway, yeah, so I got that from that one tweet. It's like, yeah, I feel it. But this person got bashed, man. What's wrong? No, the people who are bashing are the ones that don't want to work, or they're just lazy, or they don't want to work. They want to get the checks. They want to get free checks. They want to get free money. I have one thing to say. Nothing's free. Even if you think it's free, you got it for free. You got to pay for it one way or another. You have to pay for it. The paying doesn't mean money. Maybe it could be payment. It could be ailment. Instead of being healthy, you're not. You're paying for it. You're paying back to the universe. From what's taken from you. Even though they think people work really hard, taxpayers that work really hard, the sweat, give them money. That means there's energy going there through the universe. You take it from them. Even though it doesn't matter what the government is bad, good, bad, whatever, somebody's pocketing that stuff, not that. Somebody worked hard, you took that energy. You gotta give it back. That's it. If you don't give it back as being productive or being having money to pay it back to the person, pay it back to the society, whatever. I mean, I think taxes, it sucks, right? But our current world, that's what's happening. if we didn't have tax, it would also be something like, okay, you're getting food instead of cash, right? You're getting produce, getting your dairy stuff on something. And it's like, because you're in this condition, you can get this stuff for free. But somebody worked really hard those things. You're taking that energy. What do you give back? Like, I don't want to work. I'm not going to work. I'm too privileged. Okay. There's those two. There's one, I'm just lazy. The other one, just, I don't know. I'm being protected at home. Being protected. I don't need to go, so I'm trying to avoid it as long as I can. Guess what? You're taking the energy from somebody. So you're going to pay for it. It's pay for his ailment. It's payment. Psychological ailment. Payment. People look at you like, oh, look at those people. Look at them. Ew. That's a payment, believe it or not. Karma. It's almost like karma's payment. You're paying back. So I say, you know what? Do the right thing. That's it. Just do the right thing. So when you see somebody working hard and you don't walk up to that person, you look at them, you can't look at them, you can't look at people. Just, you're not looking in their eyes. That's a payment. You know that because you know you can do better, but you don't. Because hiding behind a computer blue screen, it's not the same. Right? When you meet with the real people, it's totally different. And just that's all it is. That's how it's been, always been. It just the reason 3 decades it changed. Now, in the beginning, it was bad. You know, some millennials were okay. They're working at home, writing programs and these videos, actually some really good informative videos, like, okay, that's good. Eventually just got to avoid. I'm gonna talk about total nonsense on YouTube. Then there's like copycats. Like we listen to 80s Japanese city pop. A lot of repeats, a lot of different channels. Copied his music, copy and paste. Like, geez, that's what they mean. Doing nothing, didn't make effort. You didn't go chase these music, find these cool music. It's put it all together, like your own mix. No, there are few do that, but majority is copy paste. The same thing with these. I like to see a car crashes sometimes. You know, copy paste. Gets boring. Even actually, these guys made efforts. People who are big brands have a new product, they send out to everybody, that they let all of them review. And each one do their own thing, but it's like almost like copy paste, because the top guys look at other people's videos. So, oh, they did a review of that. We can't really go this way because you will go against companies and they won't sponsor me and I don't have any money, right? Then that issue comes up too. But I'm glad right now they're different. They will complain. It's like, good. That's an honest review. It's like, do we need this? Do I need the phone? Not really. Do we need this new computer? Not really. It's only for this type, certain people. It's like, finally, they're getting into that stuff. Great. That's great. But it just, no, I can't believe it. When I seen those Tennessee copycats up, seeing it's a line by line copycat YouTube channel. Even those persons speaking different, or from different country, but it's copy. The words, everything is copied from the big channels. Jeez, wow! It's like no way. No, did they come up with this? Or, no, copy. Wow, this is nuts. It'd be money. Crazy, crazy stuff. But anyway, I'm ignoring all those tweets right now. All these people, even Elon, he used to respond to. No point. He's not gonna respond. You know why? Because it's probably not him. Or maybe it isn't. Not gonna respond. What do he care? Who am I? Even I shouldn't approve. Like, yeah, I'm the, you know, my family goes back longer than yours. I approve. And be like, oh, so what? I got rockets. Right. So I think I stopped after a while and just stopped. Like, no, I'm just going to talk to friends. Say, hey, this is cool. Hey, whatever. And musician friends. Hey, I like the album. It's great. You guys are touring. Once you stop, no. Well, you guys stop by where I am. I'll go check you guys out. That's it. Nothing else. You don't need to go. Crazy. Like, response to by people you don't know. Why? Why bother? It became a noise. All these comments just became noise. All these negative comments just. I don't care. And I get comments. Actually, I shall make comments. But I do get comments. And they say, I was like, all right. No more public channels. What a bunch of jerks. I have nothing else to do to get endorphins from tweets. That's their job. Oh my god. Damn. Nice job. Can you cook? No. And today's picture, the picture is omelet. That's why it's omelet Wednesday, because I'm going to make that for lunch. Eggs? Two eggs with a cube pie. Mayonnaise. This is Japanese mayonnaise. A little mustard. Those things, tomatoes, onions, I kind of panned it a little bit, got a little brown, sauteed a little bit. Put that all together, put some extra like onions and stuff and broken eggs on top, toast, brioche toast, then get some pesto, put on top. And a little bit of oregano. It's great. Tastes great. Guess where I learned that from? Working pizzerias. And working, well, I just cook on my own, of course. But working somewhere else. I learned how to cook. Skill sets. Learn something. It's good. And make your own food. Instead. I mean, that thing, that plate. If I had a restaurant, I would charge people a lot of money for that. I'd be like, that would be $7 with a cup of coffee and a really good Illy's cup of coffee. None of those dripping crap. No drips. This is all espresso or Americano. You get this, $7. Is it worth it? I'm sure people will be like, yeah, it's good. And the presentation, I found that if I just pull it together in a sandwich and eat it, it filled me, but it wasn't satisfying. A long time ago, I found out that if you plate everything, including your own food, take the time, plate something, and you eat it, you don't chomp it up, eat a little bit at a time, sip a little coffee. It's like, wow, this is good. And you actually feel good. And that's part of the universe, too. You want to call it ether. Ether. Part of it. And it's more rewarding, right? Because you put so much love into your thing. If I open a restaurant, I don't know if I could put all that love, because everybody be demanding. Ooh, no, that's too much. I don't have, you gotta take some time. But anyway, so one tweet that got wrong got me started today. My chat. I never look at the web, except earlier before the chat. I never look at anything. Maybe I saw some like really cool cars. I saw the DeLorean Omega concept. It's a UFO looking SUV. They're gonna make it 2040K. It's DeLorean back. Or they're just taunting people. I saw that thing. I saw the Bentley X McKellen Horizon whiskey thing. Like, oh, I thought it was a boat first. That's a boat. No, it's not. It's a display. I'm like, wow, for a whiskey. Jeez. It's by Bentley. It's McKellen, but it's Bentley. Bentley version of their whiskey. You're gonna be drinking this. You are Continental. We include a free bottle. See if a car dealership will say that. Yeah, here's a Bentley. Then I'll be like, hey, where's my McKellen, man? It's like, what do you mean, McKellen? I wouldn't say, hey, where's my McKellen, man? Sir. Can you please offer me a McKellen Horizon whiskey, please? I say please twice. Come on. Come on. I'm a customer. I'm a good customer. I would probably say that. But you need a voice with it. If you're not comfortable looking at people's eyes, always looking sideways and talking straight. Look at somewhere else and talking to people would never work. You gotta look at the guy in the eyes and your ego eyes. You're like, pew, 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 ding. Laser pointing. You gotta do that. And they'll be like, oh, yes, we will include one of these. Because it's also a marketing thing. Because if you have a good experience, it's like your rich friend, what their mindset is, your rich friend, you're going to tell your rich friend, and they will come and get one of these too. Right? This is on Crate, so I just kind of glanced through. I saw this, the bourbon barrel smoking chunks. I guess this is for barbecuing. Yeah, it's barbecue. Yeah. Pack of five. Watch. $100. But you know what? Those barrels, bourbon barrels, they're very expensive. They're pretty sought after. Who's made by? Is it by, what's that US brand of whiskey which they send a barrel to Johnny Black overseas? Oh, crap. I forgot. Let me see. Whiskey. American. Whiskey. Let me see what they got. I'm trying to remember. It's not Jack Daniels. Not Clymade. Clymade is actually Clymade. Depends. Not too bad. There's some days. Maker's Mark. That was it. Maker's Mark barrels. I wonder if this Maker Mark's barrel, bourbon barrels. That's why it's not whiskey. Maker Mark's bourbon. What's the difference? I don't know. I can't tell. Somebody give me a bourbon on ice. I'm like, and give me a whiskey on ice. But yeah. Can't tell, man. Maybe one's a little sweeter than the other one, but that's it. It'll smell the same. I don't have a lot of them. I don't drink a lot of them. Although, I still have one can of the Jack Daniel's Coke thing. Just sitting there with my two more Rockstar energy drink. That's it. That's all I got. It's okay. It's not bad. I can make it. Just get a Coke. Get some whiskey. Even the little bottle of whiskey. Just dump it in with one can of Coke. There you go. That's it. Good enough. Okay. Why drink? I don't know. I think the older I get, the less I want to drink. I don't feel the need to go get sloshed like I did, early days. While working in fashion, working with musicians, working my butt off. I went out and partying my butt off at the same time. Whiskey! Give me a shot. Dang. Give me another shot. Dang, dang. Okay, so yeah, that's for today. Sorry, the web, usually I do. But who cares? It's all the same stuff. Every news agency, even look at local agencies. Trying to find out what's happening in different parts of the world. I'm curious. Let me go find the logo news source. Guess what they're talking? They're talking about mainstream stuff. So everybody gets the same news. So it's like the mainstream is propaganda. What about your logo things? What happened to your counties? They didn't say anything. People, whoever write it, they don't know. Maybe, I don't know. They do, they don't. Who knows? Are they working, really working, or they just copy paste? I don't know. But I had to go dig deeper somewhere else, find out the local news, saying, hey, there was a car accident at this. Why don't you guys say anything? Oh, we don't get any hits with that. It's time. Ratings. Money. No, it kind of sucks. Like, you need to do things to make money. But then you just like, you need to go make money so you can learn skills. It's like, boom, boom. What a world we pull it together. I mean, yes, we didn't start the whole thing, but the way we let it go and just work with it. Crazy. It's all coming down, so we'll see. Well, actually, one aspect will come down, but then so find out. We'll find out soon enough. Anything else on the news? I guess just you guys, anybody who listen, just go type your favorite news source. Enjoy. Nothing else. There's some stuff out there if you know where to look, but the rest of the stuff, it's just, what are you guys doing? If you just get roused up, man, that's not worth it. Better off like go planting. Like I said in the beginning, the thing, get a skill set. Go cook. Learn how to cook. Learn how to make pizza the correct way, with the crust is crusty, not the flappy, floppy disk pizza. No, you want a crisp. You want to fold it. It's like click, just crack, yeah, on the bottom center. That's what you want. Learn how to master that. If you learn how to master that pizza like that, man, you'd be wanted. Every pizzeria you can think of. Solve all the pie. Sauce? The pie is correct. You can put ketchup on it. And people will love it. Right? Because the crust is beautiful. You can put ketchup on it. Yeah, pizza. Why not? Ketchup and put some burgers on it. Little hot dogs. Chop little peas. Put some mustard on it. And put American cheese. Say, hey, this is the barbecue pizza. America, USA. Hey, people dig it. It's the crust. I mean, yes, it's the sauce, but pizza sauce is actually simple things to do, but it takes skill set to learn it. So learn how to cook. Why not? If you cannot make coffee, grind it, and figure a way to drip it or espresso it or something. Learn that skill. Learn how to make the heart on the milk froth. That's a skill set too. Yeah, why not? Learn something. If you haven't learned anything, something is like, I always want to do. Now's the perfect time to go. It's like, I'm going to learn how to do that. And there's tons of videos online. You can just watch it. I would suggest watch more than one, because some people just do it their way. It's not the correct way. The others doing the other way is correct. Or bits and pieces. You see more, you can bits and pieces together. That fits you, right? So this is it. Have a wonderful Wednesday, the omelette day. This week I call it the omelette day, or the omelette Wednesday. Have a wonderful omelette Wednesday of August 24th, 2022. Yeah, and I'll be back Friday.